Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're exploring a powerful choice that we all have. That's right, choose to be happy. Let's get into it. We often think of happiness and reflect on it as something that happens to us as a result of external circumstances or good fortune. While external factors can certainly influence our mood, true, but lasting happiness is often a choice, a perspective that we cultivate, and a practice we engage in. So this episode isn't about denying difficult emotions and situations or pretending everything is perfect. It's about recognizing our agency and cultivating joy, even amidst life's challenges. We're going to get real and raw about the things that can steal our happiness and choose to actively cultivate joy in our lives. We'll explore what true happiness really means, discuss the common misconceptions about happiness, and unpack practical strategies for cultivating joy in our daily lives. We'll be honest about the times when happiness feels elusive or difficult, and also celebrate the power of choice, perspective, and intentional practices to cultivate a more joyful and fulfilling life. So let's unpack that. What is true happiness? It's not about constant euphoria. It's okay to experience a range of emotions, including sadness, anger, and frustration. It's not about external circumstances. While good things can certainly contribute to our happiness, true joy comes from within. And it's not about material possessions. Possessions can bring temporary pleasure, but understand that they do not guarantee lasting happiness. Avoiding your negative emotions, that's not where it's at either. Trying to suppress negative emotions can actually hinder our ability to our true happiness. So you have to embrace those emotions, not suppress them and pretend that they're not there. So let's talk about what true happiness is all about. It's about inner peace and contentment, a sense of calm and acceptance within yourself. It's about gratitude, that level of appreciation, the good things in your life, finding meaning and purpose, having a sense of direction and meaning in your life. It's about connecting and belonging, feeling connected to your tribe and others around the world that you live in. And it's also, most importantly, about resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks and challenges. So let that sink in. So let's unpack, what are some of the common misconceptions about happiness? The first one is happiness is a destination. Happiness is a journey, not a destination. Let's clear that one up. I'll be happy when this happens. That's not how it works. This mindset conditions us to believe that happiness is a contingent thing that we act upon, achieving certain things and external goals. That's not how it works. Or other people are happier than me. Comparison, that's not what it's about. Comparing yourself to others can lead to feelings of inadequacy and unhappiness. So I want to focus on the practical strategies for choosing to be happy. The first thing you have to do is practice gratitude on a daily basis. Acknowledge and appreciate the good things in your life and what's going well. Another strategy is focus on the present moment. Practice mindfulness and bring your attention to the here and now. Engage in all activities that bring you joy. Make time for hobbies, passions, and activities that make you feel alive. Cultivate those positive relationships in your life and surround yourself with supportive people, Practice that self-care. Show yourself self-love. Your emotional and mental well-being matters. And refrain from negative thoughts. Challenge negative thoughts patterns and replace them with more positive and realistic perspectives. And if you need additional resources, my book, Reframing Your Thoughts by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today for additional resources on reframing those negative thoughts. You won't regret it. The next strategy is focus on what you can control. Instead of dwelling on things you can't control, focus on taking action in areas where you do have control. Another important strategy is to practice forgiveness. Forgive yourself and others who have done you wrong for past mistakes. You will find such peace, such joy, such happiness in that. Because remember, forgiveness isn't about them. It's about you releasing yourself from those feelings and things that happened, that trauma. Finding meaning and purpose. Connect with your values. And find ways to contribute to something larger than yourself. Understand that happiness is a choice. It's a practice. It's a perspective. While life will always throw challenges our way, we have the power to choose how we respond and to cultivate joy with ourselves regardless of our external circumstances. So always remember, let that sink in. Happiness is a choice. While life is unpredictable and filled with challenges, the decisions to pursue happiness remains one of the most empowering choices we can make. It's not about ignoring pain or dismissing hardships, but about cultivating a mindset that seeks joy, that seeks gratitude and resilience in every situation in our life. Happiness at its core is not something to be found. It's something to be created. In Choosing to Be Happy, this podcast, we're just exploring the profound impact of decisions on our lives. Choosing happiness is not a one-time event. It's a daily practice that shapes your thoughts, shapes your actions, how you feel, the relationships that you form. It's about understanding that happiness doesn't come from external circumstances or material possessions. But happiness comes from within, from how you perceive the world, how you respond to it, the mindset that you nurture and cultivate in life. So understand how to unlock that happiness that already exists within you. Because a lot of people, they look to all of these external validations. If I had more money, if I win the lottery, if I could just do this. Internal happiness is where it's at. So choose that from how you're perceiving things and unlock the happiness that's already within you. Explore those strategies to reframing those negative thoughts and build healthy habits. Embrace gratitude and self-compassion. You have to tell yourself that everything's okay. Reframe those negative thoughts that tell you you can't. Yes, you can. So let this be a guide, you know, for you to gain that understanding and understand how to cultivate, because true happiness starts from within. Learn what's holding you back from whatever it is that you need to be happy, whether that's self-doubt or toxic influences or, you know, things that you just overall need to eliminate to create a life that's aligned with your values and passion. By embracing happiness as a choice, you can transform your perspective, strengthen your resilience, and cultivate a life that feels authentic and fulfilling. So understand that choosing happiness is not about denying reality. You will still have those challenging things that you face in life. So it's not about fake happiness. That's not what we're talking about. It's about choosing hope over despair, gratitude over resentment, and love over fear. It's about stepping into your power to shape your own experience and inspire others to do the same. I hope you're ready to take charge of your happiness. This is your call to action today. Let's embark on this journey together, because happiness is not just a destination. We unpack that. It's a way of living, and the choice is yours to make. So choose happiness. Choose to cultivate happiness in your life on a daily basis. So think about those decisions and the choices that you make daily. That shapes the way you experience life, and that shapes your overall happiness. So understand that choosing to be happy is a choice, and it's the most powerful thing that you can do to transform your life. It's an act of self-compassion, a declaration of your self-worth, and a commitment to living authentically and fully. So let that mindset sink in and cultivate those habits and actions that support lifetime lasting happiness, from reframing those negative thoughts and practicing gratitude to build meaningful relationships and align them with your values. You now have and cultivate that joy, resilience, and fulfillment. And understand that these practices are not about denying the hardships of life, but about learning to navigate them with grace and purpose. Choosing happiness is a journey that requires intention, patience, and self-awareness. There will be days when happiness feels easy, and there will be days when it's difficult to smile. Understand that through the ups and downs, that you must always understand, even when it's an uphill battle on those harder days, remember that happiness is not about perfection, but about persistence. So each moment offers a new opportunity to choose hope over despair, kindness over anger, and love over fear. You are the author of your happiness. By taking responsibility for your perspectives and your actions, you can create a life that reflects your deepest desires and values. So understand that the journey to happiness is uniquely yours, and the path that you forge will inspire others to discover their own happiness. So let today's episode serve as a reminder that happiness is within your reach, not as something that you have to chase, but it's something that you can create moment by moment and day by day. So as you move forward, carry with you the understanding that your happiness matters, your choices matters, and you have the power to shape a life filled with joy and meaning. So choose to be happy today, tomorrow, and every day of your life, because you absolutely deserve it. And we're not talking about fake happiness. We're talking about authentic joy. You deserve authentic joy. So find those ways to cultivate happiness in your life, whether that's through activities, whether that's through showing gratitude, whether that's through cultivating those positive relationships, friendships, relationships that just uplift you, reframe your negative thoughts, challenge any negative patterns and replace them with more positive and realistic perspectives. Like I said, this is one of the areas that I specialize in. My book, Reframe Your Thoughts by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. If you ever have those negative thoughts and you want to just work on more positive self-talk and ways to think of how to, you know, reframe your mind to have a more fulfilling life, it is definitely a good read for you. Because remember, happiness is a choice. Choose to be happy. There's nothing greater than authentic joy that comes from within. And even on those difficult days, remember, happiness is a choice. Whenever you're facing uncertain circumstances, dealing with uphill battles, whatever that is, you're having a bad day, remember, happiness is a choice. Reframe your thoughts and think of ways to cultivate more positivity and happiness in your daily life.
Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you have the pen to write your story. You are the author of your happiness. So move forward with joy and find your happy place. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.